The following program is presented by PCJ Radio and Radio Netherlands Worldwide.
The adventurous sounds of Cuban pianist Ramon Valle with his trio recorded in Amsterdam in December 2009. More from this concert later. This is Hear the World, Radio Netherlands music program bringing you live highlights from Dutch world music venues. I'm Thira Sujan. The first concert in today's show is by the group Mokumba from Zimbabwe. The band formed in 2001 and plays an energetic mix of Afro-pop and traditional rhythms from Zimbabwe's Tonga region, where six of the band members come from. They also sing in Tongan, one of the country's less well-known languages and cultures. The songs are about local problems, AIDS, but also about love. Mokumba played in concert at the 2010 Hertme Africa Festival in the Netherlands. Here they are with the numbers Nabutika and Nundule.
Ah, Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, for this song, I would like you to sing with me. Do you want to sing with me? Do you want to sing with me? Yes, I am. We go like that. And we do the first chorus. Then you follow me. Like that, yes, go.
Gotta go.
Sounds by Mukumba from Zimbabwe playing Navutika and Nundule. Now for a concert by two masters of the Arab lute, the oud, Kamel Ferjani and Ahmed El Kalai from Tunisia. In October 2007, they shared the stage at the Vredenburg Music Center in Utrecht and performed compositions and improvisations in the program of maqams, Arab Andalusian music, and Tunisian folk melodies. The special thing about this duet is not just the instruments. The duo is made up of teacher and pupil. Ahmed El Kalai, who's in his 70s, used to teach Kamel Ferjani. Their performance in Utrecht was the first they've ever given together. In concert, Kamel Ferjani and Ahmed El Kalai playing traditional Tunisian melodies.
Thank you.
Variations Tunisiennes, played by Kamel Fajani and Ahmed El Galai from Tunisia. More from their concert in just a moment.
If you would like more information about Hear the World, log on to the Radio Netherlands website, www.rnw.nl, or visit www.pcjmedia.com and click on Hear the World.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called The Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
Welcome back to the program. We're continuing now with recordings of two masters from Tunisia on the oud, Kamel Fajani and Ahmed El Galai. They represent both the younger and older generation of oud players in Tunisia. They're close because Ahmed El Galai taught Kamel Fajani from the age of 9. Kamel Fajani is typical of his generation, exploring the possibilities of the oud and looking for new perspectives. In concert in Utrecht, as well as playing duets with his former teacher, Kamel Fajani also played a number of solo pieces. You can hear that Tunisian oud playing is in safe hands with him in the following piece, Variations sur thème populaire soufis tunisienne.
Thank you.
is the young Tunisian master of the oud, Kamel Farjani, playing popular Tunisian Sufi melodies. Dutch World Music Delights, recent and exciting world music on CD by Dutch artists. This time we're drawing attention to Bande Neon player Karel Kraaienhof. Since he first encountered this instrument in the 80s, he's been mad about Argentinian music, tango in particular. He helped set up the tango department at the Rotterdam Conservatorium and founded Sexteto Canyengue, which is currently seen as one of the world's best tango orchestras. Karel Kraaienhof became famous overnight in the Netherlands when he played the tango Adios Nonino on the 2nd of February 2002 for the royal wedding of Dutch Crown Prince Willem-Alexander and Maxima Zorregueta. His music brought the bride to tears. The television footage was broadcast around the globe. Time to hear this virtuoso on the Bande Neon from his tango CD Compassion, which Karel Kraaienhof recorded with his ensemble Sexteto Canyengue. Here is Fuerza. Thank you. Salsa, fiery Argentinian milonga and tango sounds by bandoneon player Karol Kleinhoff and his sexteto Canyenge. The last concert in today's program is by Cuban pianist Ramon Valle, who lives here in the Netherlands. His music is strongly influenced by pianists like Keith Jarrett, Chick Corea, and Herbie Hancock, but he's developed his own authentic sound. You can hear traces of his Cuban roots in his improvisations. Ramon Valle's music is somewhere between jazz and classical music. This is what he says about his own music. He says, "I'm a Cuban musician who you could put under what you call jazz, but my music borders on many other forms." In December 2009, Ramon Valle performed with his trio at the BIM House in Amsterdam, playing numbers from his CD Playground, musical stories in a huge playground of emotion. In this piece, Ramon Valle plays homage to his late friend Harold, a well-known dancer in Cuba. Here's the Ramon Valle trio with Bahia, Harold Bahia.
Thank you.
That was Baia Harold Baia, a musical story encompassing a playground of emotions, played by the brilliant Cuban pianist Ramon Valle and his trio. His playing has been praised in the press for many years. This is how the Spanish newspaper El País once described him. A pianist with an incredible technique, he hits the keys with extraordinary rhythm and displays huge richness and nuances. We have nothing to add to this description. Here's one last number by the Ramon Valle Trio to end the program, a piece by Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona. Sibone. Thank you. That was Sibone, played by the Ramon Valle Trio, recorded at the Pim House in Amsterdam in December 2009. This unique jazz Cubano sound by pianist Ramon Valle brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for listening. My name is Dira Sujan.
You have been listening to Hear the World from Radio Netherlands Worldwide and PCJ Radio. To find out more information, visit the Radio Netherlands website at www.rnw.nl or visit the website for PCJ at www.pcjmedia.com. We also invite you to send us an email to let us know what you think of the program. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com.